Taking these opening moments to settle into your chosen postures, sitting, standing, lying down, knowing we will do a mind like sky practice. Regardless of your posture, you might care to have your eyes, whether they're open or closed doesn't matter, but to have them have a sense of gazing softly into the distance. Even for some, a little upwards if you're sitting or standing, but don't strain the eyes. So being comfortable, cultivating ease in the body. Allowing yourself to take some nice full breaths and gently release the breathing. Softening through each out breath, releasing, letting the breath begin to come into its own natural rhythms. And cultivating intentions for the practice. The Buddha said, "Develop a mind that is vast like space, where experiences both pleasant and unpleasant can appear and disappear without conflict, struggle, or harm. Rest in a mind like vast sky." Keeping a nice felt sense of the body, perhaps as well a bit of the breath, stabilizing presence in the background, and beginning to shift to opening to the play of sounds around you, loud and soft, far and near. Simply noticing how sounds arise and vanish without a trace. We're not trying to think about them or identify them, simply opening to them in a relaxed way. As you continue to listen, can you sense or imagine that your mind is not limited to your head? That your mind is expanding to be like the sky, open, clear, vast like space. No inside or outside. The awareness of your mind is extending in every direction like the sky. The sounds arising and passing are in this open space of your own mind, just relaxing in this openness and listening. The sounds coming and going far and near, like clouds in the vast sky of your own mind, your own awareness. The attention wanders and wavers. Just feel back into the body, take a few breaths, and then open again into listening with a mind vast like the sky. Noticing how the sounds are appearing and disappearing without struggle, without resistance. Can you apply this now too to thoughts and images, resting in this open awareness, noticing how thoughts and images and memories also arise and vanish like the sounds. They come and go without struggle or resistance, like clouds moving across the clear sky of the mind. Can you let both the pleasant and the unpleasant thoughts, pictures, words, and emotions too move through this wide open space of a mind like sky? Let the problems, the possibilities, the ideas, the joys and the sorrows equally move through the mind like clouds across the sky. Beginning to let your spacious awareness notice the body a little more. How the sensations of the breath and the body arise and pass. They float and change in the same open sky of awareness. The breath breathes itself. It moves like a breeze. Noticing how the body is not solid. It is felt as areas of hardness and softness, pressure, tingling, vibration, areas of warmth and coolness, all moving and changing in the space of the mind's awareness. Let the sounds, the thoughts, the pictures, the memories, the emotions move like clouds across the sky. Let the breath move through like a breeze. Let the sensations float and change. Appear and disappear. All in the open sky of awareness. As humans, not only are we aware, we're aware that we're aware. We can't help it. Can you now pay attention to the awareness itself? Can you notice how the open space, the open sky of awareness is naturally clear, transparent, timeless. It is without conflict, allowing all things, the pleasant, the unpleasant, and it is not limited by them. Remember the pure open sky of your awareness, your own true nature. Return to it. Trust it. It is home. And to finish, a short poem for this special day of a solar eclipse. And the poem is simply called The Eclipse by Richard Eberhardt. The Eclipse. I stood out in the open cold to see the essence of the eclipse, which was its perfect darkness. I stood in the cold on the porch and could not think of anything so perfect as man's hope of light in the face of darkness.